We come today to the book of Esther, chapter 2, and Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Esther chapter 2, verse 1. Later, when the anger of King Xerxes had subsided, he remembered Vashti and what she had done and what he had decreed about her. Well, he got over it. The king got over his anger toward his ex-queen. But he had done something in the meantime, while he was angry, that he cannot change. I remember a former employee, I should say employer, once told me, Mike, he told me this when he hired me. He said, Mike, I've got a bad temper. I really blow my top. But then I get over it. Well, that sounds an awful lot like an atom bomb. It's nice to get over it, but an explosion can still do a lot of damage. And the king certainly got over his anger toward the queen, but the damage was done and there was no reversing it. And it says in verse 2, then the king's personal attendants proposed, let a search be made for beautiful young virgins for the king. Let the king appoint commissioners in every province of his realm to bring all these beautiful girls into the harem at the citadel of Susa. Let them be placed under the care of Haggai, the king's eunuch, who is in charge of the women, and let beauty treatments be given to them. Then let the girl who pleases the king be queen instead of Vashti. This advice appealed to the king, and he followed it. And so the king's servants could see that he was unhappy, having set aside his queen, Vashti, who he was very proud of. He divorced her because of her disobedience. But now he's unhappy. And so they suggest that they gather the prettiest girls from all over the kingdom, and then the king could just choose Vashti's replacement from among these girls. And it seemed like a good idea to him. Verse 5, now there was in the citadel of Susa a Jew of the tribe of Benjamin named Mordecai, son of Jair, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, who had been carried into exile from Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, among those taken captive with Jehoiachin, king of Judah. Mordecai had a cousin named Hadassah, whom he had brought up because she had neither father nor mother. This girl, who was also known as Esther, was lovely in form and features, and Mordecai had taken her as his own daughter when her father and mother died. It wasn't an accident that Esther, Mordecai's cousin, was a very beautiful girl. That was not an accident. God made her beautiful because he wanted her to be the next queen. It's important to remember that God makes us how we are. God makes us how he wants us to be, because he has a unique purpose for each one of us. Verse 8, when the king's order and edict had been proclaimed, many girls were brought to the citadel of Susa and put under the care of Haggai, Esther's. Esther also was taken to the king's palace and entrusted to Haggai, who had charge of the harem. Verse 9, the girl pleased him and won his favor. Immediately he provided her with her beauty treatments and special food. He assigned to her 7 maids selected from the king's palace and moved her and her maids into the best place in the harem. The king's officer in charge of these girls helped Esther because he liked her. She was a nice girl. Plus, she was pretty. Everyone liked Esther. because of her character. We're going to see that. Everyone liked her. Verse 10. Esther had not revealed her nationality and family background because Mordecai had forbidden her to do so. Every day, he walked back and forth near the courtyard of the harem to find out how Esther was and what was happening to her. It doesn't say why Mordecai didn't want Esther to tell anyone that she was Jewish. The important thing to know is that she obeyed him, and she didn't tell anyone. You know, Esther was a likable person. She was likable because she had been trained to respect authority. People who do not respect authority make poor friends. Verse 12. Before a girl's turn came to go into King Xerxes, she had to complete 12 months of beauty treatments prescribed for the women, 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 with perfumes and cosmetics. And this is how she would go to the king. Anything she wanted was given her to take with her from the harem to the king's palace. In the evening, she would go there, and in the morning return to another part of the harem to the care of Sheshgaz, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the concubines. She would not return to the king unless he was pleased with her and summoned her by name. So all the women, all these girls, got their chance. Each girl prepared for her turn with the king. For 12 months, they prepared. And then, when the time came, they chose whatever clothes they wanted, and they went into him. And by the way, just because this is recorded in Scripture, that doesn't mean that this is how God defines family values, because it isn't. This was the custom of the Medes and the Persians, not in line at all with the law of God concerning husbands and wives. 15. When the turn came for Esther, the girl Mordecai had adopted the daughter of his uncle Abihail to go into the king. She asked for nothing other than what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge of the harem, suggested. And Esther won the favor of everyone who saw her. See? Everybody liked her. She was taken to King Xerxes in the royal residence in the 10th month, the month of Tibeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Now the king was attracted to Esther more than to any of the other women, and she won his favor and approval more than any of the other virgins. So he set a royal crown on her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. And the king gave a great banquet, Esther's banquet, for all his nobles and officials. He proclaimed a holiday throughout the provinces and distributed gifts with royal liberality. Once the king saw Esther, he didn't have to see any of the other girls anymore. This was it. He made Esther queen, threw a big banquet in her honor, even made it a holiday. Verse 19. When the virgins were assembled a second time, and I don't know why that was the case, Bible doesn't say, but anyway, Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate. But Esther had kept secret her family background and nationality, just as Mordecai had told her to do. For she continued to follow Mordecai's instructions, as she had done when he was bringing her up. She's still obeying him, even though she's the queen. 21. During the time Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's officers who guarded the doorway, became angry and conspired to assassinate King Xerxes. But Mordecai found out about the plot and told Queen Esther, who in turn reported it to the king, giving credit to Mordecai. And then it says, and when the report was investigated and found to be true, the two officials were hanged on the gallows. All this was recorded in the book of the annals in the presence of the king. Mordecai sat at the king's gate, the Bible says, which probably means that Esther got him a job as a royal official. because the King's Gate is where official business would be conducted. So Mordecai had this opportunity to get this good job, and that was no accident either, by the way. While he was there, Mordecai uncovered a plot against the king, which in the end saved the king's life. The king, however, forgot to reward Mordecai, which was very unusual. But that also was no accident. It was all a part of God's plan. And we're going to see this plan unfold and how all things work together for the good of God's people. We're going to see, more than any other theme in this book of the Bible, the sovereignty of God, the providence of God, how he is able to coordinate all things and make all things, all events work to bring about his plan and his purpose. And we'll pick it up in chapter 3 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.